Hey friends, it's Michelle Lamoureux and welcome back to The Good Life with Michelle. I'm so happy you're here today and we're going to just be talking about how to make friends in midlife. Hey friends, welcome to The Good Life with Michelle Lamoureux, a show for women in midlife who want to live happier, healthier, and more meaningful lives. I'm your host, Michelle Lamoureux, a self-love coach and the author of Design a Life You Love. And together we're going to be doing just that. Each week I bring on world-class experts, best-selling authors, leading entrepreneurs, and also do solo casts with the intention of inviting you to get connected to what you really desire from your life. This show is produced with love every week. There's inspiration and actionable tips in every episode because I want to see women playing a starring role in their lives instead of living on the sidelines. Be sure to join the Good Life Community newsletter over at thegoodlifecoach.com for more inspiration and tips to live your best midlife. And make sure you're following the show on your favorite podcast player. I'm so glad that you're here. We know the research shows that community and friendships extends life and enhances quality of life. And I think as women, we just know intuitively that life is better when you have good friends to call on, to enjoy both the good times and to be a shoulder during hard times. I think that making friends in midlife creates a different layer of, I don't like the word challenge, but I think it is a little bit harder to add people into our worlds when we are a bit older and a little bit more discerning in terms of what we're looking for from a friendship and our tolerance for dealing with people who may say or do things that just don't vibe with us anymore. At least in my opinion, would tolerate a lot more when I was younger. And at some point you won't, and you don't have time for it. So finding people who share similar values and similar interests so that you can have a good time takes a little bit of, I think, a little bit of work and a little bit of maybe some luck to find those people. So here are my thoughts on it. First, I think the most important thing you need to do is to become your own best friend and champion, to really lock in your self-talk and how you treat yourself, and to be sure that you are the one picking yourself up. You are the one you can count on. You are the one that has your back. You are the one that's a stand for you. You are the one that has boundaries. You are the one that seeks out the help that you need in order to solve problems, whether that's personally or professionally, that you are taking care of you. I think women, girls from the time that we're young are conditioned to be people-pleasing and to focus on the care and attention of others. And I think that's why we make such good friends, because we are so good at taking care of others, whether that is our families or our relationships. But we're not taught that taking care of ourselves is essential and okay, not selfish. And so, yeah, I think midlife's a fantastic time to really lean into this idea of self-love and self-care and being your own best friend and champion, full stop. I think it's essential. And I think it also helps you to attract people who are aligned with you and who share similar value systems. And I do think values is pretty critical when it comes to friendships. Okay. Second is, you know, we have our friends from the different parts of our lives, some from childhood, some from work, some from school, varying, you know, whether that's elementary school or college or grad school or whatever that might look like for you. And some of those friendships have deepened, some have recalibrated and maybe have become better than they ever were. Maybe you are closer now than you were as kids, or Maybe it's the opposite. Maybe when you were younger, you were closer, and now you find that you don't have that much in common. And so part of the friendship equation, if you will, is to be mindfully looking at the current relationships that you do have and seeing which ones uplift you and support you and champion you and care about you and are there not just for the good times, but also in the hard times. And which ones are draining your energy or dismiss your accomplishments or don't seem to really care about pretty much anything that's going on. I think that that's important to assess. And I also think that there's different layers. Every friend doesn't have to be the person you'd call with hard news or something you needed to process emotionally. I think those people tend to be fewer and far between. And probably part of your most inner circle, the ones that you really know that you can trust with your vulnerability and your heart. And I think it can also be, you know, your siblings or even your parents, if they're still around and have the capacity, can also serve as those kind of deep connections, and they can be friends. I talked about this a bit with Dr. Nyla Bari, who was on last year, and I'll link it in the show notes, where we did talk about making friends in midlife. And I thought it was a beautiful conversation. I didn't have really set questions. I kind of knew where I wanted to take it. And it was a fun dialogue around what we've been experiencing in midlife around making friends. So you get both of our perspectives on that. The third thing I want to say is about making new friends and how to do that. So for me, I've added, I would say, probably three really amazing quality women into my circle. And I met them from being a mom, actually. And so, you know, I think, and I did say this in that other episode on friends, I think of making friends almost like dating. Every guy you meet or person you meet, depending on your partner preference, isn't going to be a match, isn't going to be somebody you want to get to know better. And I think that's normal. And we need to accept that. You know, there may be people that you're interested in getting to know better and they don't feel the same about you, just like when you're dating. And there might be people that want to get to know you better that you're not interested in investing the time in. So I think that's just a natural way of connecting with others. There's certain people we vibe with and ones that we don't. But just like in a romantic relationship, I do find that when you find those friends that are going to be those great friends, there is some chemistry in the beginning. There is that sense of ease and interest and maybe play and curiosity and, you know, maybe sharing a similar sense of humor or life outlook. And so pay attention to that. Those are the people you want to say, hey, you want to get a cup of tea, or, you know, if you have kids, I think a lot of us kids are older now, we wouldn't do it with the children, but maybe if you're younger and listening to this, where you say, hey, let's get together with the kids, or maybe when the kids are at school, you're meeting up and trying to get to know somebody better. If you share a love of sports, you know, maybe you're playing a game of pickleball or tennis or something like that, where you're active doing something that you love. Or maybe it's even literally just going on a walk where you're able to take care of your body and your spirit by connecting with somebody in a meaningful way. I think when you move someplace new, it can be really hard to find your people because oftentimes, especially if you're moving to a community where people already have their groups, they have had those groups, they're not looking necessarily to fulfill that need that you might have. I have added one lovely dear friend having moved to California. Gosh, I guess it would be, we've been out here, I don't even know now, let's say 8 years. So I met her probably about that time. And, you know, our friendship has deepened over the years and we have so much fun together. And so I'm super grateful for that. But that's after having met so many women at the school, so many moms. And so I always think, you know, if you find that one person that you connect with, that's awesome. Like, find that one person. I always say that to my daughter, find your one person. If that group gets expanded, like there are other women that we hang out with, but she's the one that, you know, I'll go to the spa with or want to hang out and, you know, be able to talk about something deep or just be silly and have a good time. So go where you have interest, take a class, you know, do the things that you can to put yourself in a path where you could meet someone like that. Relationships in general require time and trust. And so I think you'll find, as we all know, with friendships that some progress and deepen and some stay superficial. And sometimes that's just what you need. Maybe, you know, having friends that do enjoy the same sports as you or art or enjoying a nice meal. It's okay to not have friends that don't fulfill everything, just like we shouldn't be expecting our partners to fulfill all of our emotional support needs either. I think it's not realistic that one person can be everything. And if you've got a partner or those friends that are, that's amazing. But I don't think we can find that in every friend that we make. And that's really my point. There will be those rare gems that you know are gems, and maybe you tell them that. I can think of a particular friend who I'm always, that's the exact word. I'm like, you're such a treasure. You're such a jewel in my life. And I think it's important to be kind to yourself and also not take it personally if you're having a hard time connecting with others, because again, it takes time. Not everyone you meet is going to be someone who you want to get to know or who's going to want to get to know you back. So as a recap though, first and foremost, love and support yourself, have your back, be your true best friend. Have only kind, loving thoughts for yourself and catch yourself when you're being hard on yourself and course correct. Because I think those voices always do come in and we just have to remind ourselves that that's not acceptable and we deserve better, especially from ourselves, and that we wouldn't treat other people that way. The second is to appreciate those amazing friends that you do have from whatever period of your life that you connected with them, and make sure that they know that they're valued and appreciated, and continue to cultivate and nurture those relationships. I find that those friendships are the ones that you can go without seeing each other very often or even talking often, and yet you pick up where you left off and you truly desire the very best for them. So definitely nurture those soul friendships and give them the appreciation that they deserve. And then the third is, in terms of pursuing new relationships and new friendships, have patience. Realize it takes time to make friends, and that the more you have in common, especially as it relates to values, core values, you know, the way you parent, the way you believe, what you believe about friendship and how important it is, having that sense of integrity, lack of competition, and instead just championing one another, and know that there will be varying degrees of depth with people that you meet. And then that's okay, that not everyone is going to be fulfilling everything you need in a friendship. And that if you have that one person that you can call on no matter what's going on in your life, no matter what time it's happening, that's amazing. And that sometimes those people, like I said, are your family. And that in itself is such a gift. But the people that you meet, in essence, can be part of a greater family that you have. I know people who are closer to the friends that they've made than to the people that they were into, whose lives they were born with. So I hope you enjoyed this solo cast. I think friendships are critical to a happy, good life. And I wish you well on cultivating those relationships. And if you want to share what you're doing, I'd love to hear from you. You can just reach out at hello@thegoodlifecoach.com and send an email to my team. And we'd love to hear what you're currently doing And you can also leave comments on the episode page, which I believe this will be 305. So the goodlifecoach.com/305. You can actually leave a comment right on the website. So thanks so much for tuning in today, and I will be back with you next Wednesday. Bye for now. Hey friend, I have one request before we sign off today. If you've gained any value from any of the interviews that you've tuned into, would you take just 1 minute and leave a 5-star rating and review over on Apple Podcasts? It's actually how more women can find the show, and I want to continue growing a community of women who are loving themselves and living full on. So thank you for all of your support, and I look forward to being back with you next week. Bye for now.
This podcast is presented for entertainment and educational purposes only. Any information provided is not intended to be a substitute for medical, mental health, or other professional advice. Seek out your trusted healthcare provider or other qualified professional for all matters dealing with your health and well-being. Any opinions or information provided by a guest are their own and not those of Michelle Lamoureux or the company.